I reviewed 3 agentic AI pilots last quarter.
All of them looked impressive in demo. Every single one failed the moment security got involved. They all had the same flaw. The AI could do too much, and nobody could explain how to stop it. The first version always works. A chatbot over a few documents. Maybe a RAG setup on Azure AI Foundry.
Some GPT responses that look convincing enough.
People get excited.
Then someone asks the only question that matters. Can it actually take action?
That's where things break.
I've built systems where the AI doesn't just answer.
It reads enterprise data, triggers workflows, generates outputs, sends emails, chains multiple API calls. Not as a script, as a decision loop.
That's the moment your AI stops being harmless
and becomes an attack surface.
The uncomfortable truth is simple. The more useful your AI becomes, the more dangerous it becomes. Most teams ask the wrong questions.
They worry about training data or whether the provider sees their prompts. In enterprise environments, especially under GDPR and audit pressure, the real questions are different.
What can it access?
What can it trigger?
What identity it uses?
And how fast you can shut it down.
If you can't answer those clearly, you're not ready for production.
We killed the use the user token approach early. It looks clean. The AI acts on behalf of the user. Permissions are inherited.
It fails instantly under audit. You can't explain who did what.
You can't limit blast radius.
And if something leaks, you've handed full user impersonation
to a system you don't control.
The only model that worked was a dedicated robot identity,
a service account with its own permissions,
its own audit trail,
its own lifecycle.
In Azure, this maps cleanly to managed identity.
The rule is simple.
The AI reasons.
The robot acts.
Break that separation, and you lose control.
Most teams try to secure the prompt.
That's a mistake.
Prompts are not security boundaries.
We enforce security in code. The model cannot access anything directly.
No file system.
No environment variables.
No raw HTTP calls.
Only a fixed set of server-side tools.
Hard-coded.
Reviewed.
Controlled. Each tool does one thing.
Validate input.
Call an API.
Return structured data.
And more importantly,
we did not build certain tools.
There is no tool to read secrets.
No tool to inspect runtime state.
No tool to execute arbitrary logic.
So when someone tries prompt injection, nothing happens. The model can want to do something, but it physically cannot. That's the difference between a demo and a system that survives a penetration test.
We moved all secrets into Azure Key Vault. That part is standard.
What most teams get wrong is exposure.
If your AI ever sees a token, even once, you've already lost.
Secrets never enter the model context,
never appear in logs, never cross the boundary.
It sounds obvious.
It isn't. I've seen systems leak credentials
through debug logs
or through raw API responses returned by tools. Those systems pass tests.
They fail audits.
We didn't add RAG to improve answers. We added it to control what the AI is allowed to say. In regulated environments, hallucination is not a UX issue. It's a compliance issue. We built a curated knowledge base.
Not scraped content.
Not auto-ingested docs.
Reviewed material only.
The AI answers based on that. So when it says something, we know where it came from. And when it's wrong, we know what to fix. The first version of the system was clean, elegant architecture, consistent APIS,
unified identity model.
It lasted about 2 weeks. Then reality hit. AP is returning 404 instead of 403. Different identity formats for the same user.
Regional differences between Frankfurt and Amsterdam.
Undocumented behavior everywhere. We stopped trying to make it elegant. We made it explicit. Pinned API versions. Manual identity resolution. Edge cases handled in code. That version worked. Finance escalated early. AI is going to explode our costs. It didn't. Most of the system cost nothing, from an AI perspective. The expensive part is bad architecture. We kept it simple. Single app service. Key vault. Storage. AI foundry. No unnecessary layers. What finance actually hates is unpredictability, not high cost. We gave them a ceiling. That changed the conversation. We also evaluated a shared deployment model. It was efficient. It didn't pass security. Under GDPR and EU constraints, you cannot clearly answer where data lives and who can access it. So we moved to one deployment per customer. Separate infrastructure. Separate model instances. Separate identities. Heavier to operate. But it passed review. We underestimated the system prompt. The initial version was simple. Help the user. That produced inconsistent behavior. Sometimes it exposed internal IDs. Sometimes it didn't. Sometimes it confirmed actions. Sometimes it didn't. We rewrote it as a contract. What to show? What to hide? When to confirm? How to behave? Not for quality. For predictability. At this point, the pattern is clear. If your agentic AI does not have a dedicated identity, a hard tool boundary, strict secret isolation, a curated knowledge base, an isolated deployment, it will not survive enterprise adoption. It might pass a demo. It might pass a pilot. It won't pass security, audit, or scale. The system works. It's in production. It's stable. But there is one thing we still monitor closely. Not performance, not cost, not availability, behavior drift, small changes over time, prompts, tools, knowledge. Nothing breaks immediately until one day. It does something slightly off. And in an agentic system, slightly off is enough to create an incident.